But what we're here to talk about is kind of pre-bankruptcy planning. I will say there's also post-bankruptcy planning. I was represented a trustee in a case that was put in as trustee in the biggest individual Chapter 11 case in Louisiana. The guy filed because a Texas divorce court finally got tired of him and ordered the appointment of a receiver to take over his whole business enterprise. He immediately went to Shreveport, Louisiana, bad mistake, filed bankruptcy with a company of his, then filed it with proper venue because he was an affiliate. And he fortunately his lawyer didn't know about this, and we'll talk about what the lawyer does later, but the filed bankruptcy, and he had in his pocket $1,800,000 in cashier's checks that he had turned from big cashier's checks into $100,000 cashier's checks. And he said, I don't want to tell anybody about these. And so he committed kind of the violations of the two basic natural laws of individual Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The first one is that you don't hide $1,800,000 in cashier's checks. And the second one, and it's even more important, is that if you're insistent on not disclosing $1,800,000, don't turn cashier's checks that you managed to cause to disappear in your bookkeeping for the year prior to bankruptcy into a 67-foot yacht and a half interest in a jet plane for your girlfriend. That's a lot harder to hide, especially when you take your 11-year-old son on the maiden voyage of the yacht and he gets to go home to mom and say, Aunt Ashley and Daddy have a really big new boat.